You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
You may be familiar with the term pH from biology class or from a skin cleanser commercial. And right these days, the concern of balancing your pH has become quite trendy. Now, today on Wellness for Life, we have Dr. Karen Phillip, who will give us some tips on how to balance your pH before starting on a weight loss program. Welcome, Dr. Karen. Now, you've got a PhD in philosophy, and I'm really interested in how you got interested in helping people with their health, pH balance, and weight loss.
Yes, it's a bit of an interesting diversion, I guess. I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist, and part of my work as a hypnotherapist is to assist people to change their behaviours, and that includes losing weight, stop smoking, reducing anxiety, that sort of thing. Now, I've been doing this probably for about 8 or 9 years, and as I was seeing a considerable number of clients for weight reduction, I started looking at exactly what they were eating, how their body was functioning, and it was interesting because at the same time, my son was completing his PhD in biomedical science, and we would have many discussions over the dinner table, and the discussion of pH balance came up partly in the work that he was doing, and he commented in regards to the body and how the pH affected the body. So I purchased some pH strips from the chemist, and each client that came in, I asked them to do a urine test on the pH strip just to see where their body was at. And every single person that came through had a very alkaline system, which I thought, now that's rather interesting that they're all showing an alkalinity in this system. So I did further research, and from that discovered that we are in fact able quite quickly to adjust our pH level back to 7, which is negative, or balanced, if you like. And from the research that I'd read, then that really seemed to help escalate weight loss. So I would put many of my clients and patients on an alkaline type of diet, and combining that with the hypnotherapy, their weight loss was really escalated, and they all achieved the goals that they were after.
Dr. Karen, I just wanted to make sure you are clear on this. You mentioned that when you did the urine pH strip that you found that they were all alkaline, but I think what you meant was really acidic.
Sorry, yes. I beg your pardon. I am so, so sorry. I'm sort of talking on the run here, so I do beg your pardon. Susan, yes, you are
okay.
Correct. It was acidic. Their body was absolutely acidic, whereas we needed to get it more in an alkaline base.
Okay, so what you did was you used the urine, and there are these pH strips available in saliva as well, right?
That's correct, yes.
But you only use the urine strips?
I did use the urine because that was what I was after. It was more of what was going on internally, because sometimes what we've just eaten or if we've had some water, it can actually dilute the measurement that we have in our saliva. So I wanted to make sure I was getting an internal reading from the urine.
And so when you noticed this in all these individuals, obviously you did your own little clinical study, which is awesome, because I do that all the time in my practice, and you found out that these patients who all wanted to lose weight were acidic. What did you implement that changed their acidity back to a healthier pH balance?
Well, what I found was a lot of them were trying to consume more dietary foods, but with the contained aspartame and light and low, those sorts of products, and that sends the body quite acidic. Alcohol can make the body very acid. Weight loss products can send it very acid. Lots of meats within the diet can also make it very acid. So if you simply add more vegetables, and all of my clients and patients were basically prescribed lemon throughout their day, lemon in water, lemon on their foods, It can be a bit of lime as well, and watermelon. It was also very, very good to reduce the acidity in the body. So even just by making some minor changes to their diet, cutting out diet soda drinks as well as sugary soda drinks, because sugars also can put the body into quite an acidic state. So by having less refined foods, meats and sugary foods, we can automatically adjust our body into more of an alkaline state. But adding the fruits, the vegetables, and as I say, lemon, lime, and even a bit of watermelon, and continue to drink at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, then our body can become neutral or even slightly alkaline, which is what we're after. But anything to reduce that acid and therefore enable the body to release the weight, because most people, even though some of them were on quite calorie-restricted diets, were still struggling to reduce the body fat that they were carrying in their in themselves. So I figured there must be something else going on, because a lot of their calorie counts were quite reasonable, yet their body was continuing to hang on to the fats within the body.
You know, just for our listeners, pH stands for the power of hydrogen. And this power of hydrogen is a measurement of the total hydrogen ion concentration in any type of liquid solution. And you can do this, obviously, and measure. You can measure your blood pH in a blood lab test. You can see that. And then you can measure your saliva. And as Dr. Karen noted, she used the urine testing. Now, the pH scale ranges from 1 to 14. And the 7, which is right in the neutral range, what you want to do is look at when you test it out, the pH number. Anything below 7 means that you're more acidic. And anything above 7 means you're alkaline. So then what I'm hearing here, of course, is that we need to have more alkaline foods in our diet. And alkaline is all really had to do with the mineral content in our food. So the higher mineral content in our foods, then you'll get a much more neutral, and you're going to go from acidic to more alkaline. What else causes more alkalinity? Or how can we improve our alkalinity in our body?
Basically, it is mostly to do with the foods that we consume, the foods and the drinks that we consume. If we're eating, you know, high amounts of meats, refined foods, sugary foods, alcohol, then chances are your body is going to be rather acidic. Now, I've also read a number of reports that have indicated that health is also detrimentally affected by a high acid body. Whereas our bodies are designed to be neutral, or they're designed to be more alkaline, and we seem to have optimized health if we're running more neutral or alkaline within our body. And we've got such an escalation at the moment of illness, disease, pain, and a lot of that they're indicating is attributed to the acidity that we're holding within our bodies. And if we adjusted our diets and adjusted our fluid intake to more neutral water, which is pH neutral, then we can change our body's acid content back to neutral or even slightly alkaline. And many of the you know, sort of debilitating problems that so many of us suffer can often be alleviated, if not reduced significantly, if we simply make these changes.
I don't know if there's ever been any testing on this, but I'm someone who believes that toxic emotions and toxic thoughts can also cause an acidity in our body, because it our biochemistry, our biology can change just from the way we think and our processing. So you work with individuals who want to lose weight, and you use a technique, I think, of this hypnotherapy. I'd like to ask you some questions about that. Is that okay, Dr. Karen?
Absolutely.
So, you know, you recognize that people had acidic issues, and then you implemented changes in their diet, but you also use a virtual hypnotherapy session. Is that correct?
Well, I've got a website called Virtual Hypnotherapy, so I'm able to give people access from around the world to my sessions rather than them having to come into my office in Australia. So virtual hypnotherapy was born, if you like. And on that site, we have sessions apart from weight loss and stop smoking, but we have reduced anxiety. We have relationship recovery. We have letting go of past issues and traumas. And as you said so correctly and rightly so a moment ago, that we can become quite toxic and even acidic, if you like, with stresses and anxiety in our body. And so many of us these days, in the fast-paced world that we live in, do experience such a high degree of stress and anxiety in our lives. We really need to also look at reducing that. And when we can reduce that, then our body certainly does respond very positively.
So then, positively, at least today we're talking about changing your pH for losing weight. How does the virtual hypnotherapy work that will help individuals across the country and world lose weight?
Well, the virtual hypnotherapy session is really a combination of my psychotherapy session. I'm also a counseling psychotherapist. So I found that the hypnotherapy by itself, while good, was not nearly as effective as it was when combined with my psychotherapy session. And what that does is it's almost like you're sitting in the room with me. It's all being videoed. And I go through a whole range of things with the client, you know, from the pH level, as we've discussed, to why some of us experience these sugar fixes that we need, like we need a sugar hit during the day. And I explain why our body needs that and how we can correct that quite quickly. I talk about the types of foods. I talk about the way we eat, the portions that we choose, the reasons why. In the hypnotherapy session, I often do a section on forgiveness, because a lot of us are very angry or upset with ourselves that we've allowed ourselves to get to the position that we currently find ourselves in. We need to accept ourselves as fallible, and we need to forgive ourselves for perhaps some wrong decisions we've made, and now look at correcting those decisions and doing it the right way, and to stop using our body as a garbage bin, if you like. You know, we need such a small amount of foods in our body to live and to have an optimum healthy life, but we do overconsume. So it's a matter of advising the people and explaining how little we really do need for optimum health, and how easily we can, in fact, adjust our eating habit and our eating style. And more importantly than that, many people that do come, they've been on diets or shakes, or they've been very, very, if you like, focused on food, what to buy, when to eat, the portions, the weighing, the measuring. What I want to do is do away with all of that. I don't want people to necessarily think about food at all until, gee, I'm feeling a bit hungry. I'm going to choose a small, healthy snack or portion to eat. And that's where I want people. I do not want them focused on food anymore, because that seems to be a major issue with so many of the people that I've seen through my room. And it's just a matter of thinking about it differently. And when we can adjust our thoughts, we adjust our mind, we adjust our behavior.
Good said. But, you know, I'm in America. I don't know about Australia. We've got a huge amount of problems of obesity. We're the second largest country in the world, right behind Mexico. Mm. And
wow.
I know that the amount of food that people eat, you talked about portions, that is so true. Mm-hmm. We've got mega everything, mega Cokes and mega burgers, and they're just big,
yes.
Big. And,
portion
control is really key. I also believe that, there's certain types of nutrients that we just don't get enough of in our food because of many various reasons. Our soil's depleted. We're not eating organic and all this other processed food. So we're not getting the nutrients necessary to optimize our ability to burn fat. And I write that all about in my book, the Mighty Mito, my most recent book, The Mighty Mito. But I wanted to ask you, regarding the psychology, you tell me you do the therapy on this. What's the psychology on people, why they want to eat so much volume of food?
It's a very interesting question, because we've been raised in our society now that more is better. And that's what we're starting to really believe. The more I have, the better off I am. the more I have, the wealthier I am, if you like, to a degree. I can afford this, I can do this. But what's happened along the way is that we've missed a very important part of that message, and that is to consume only what I require, because any more than that means that I'm using my body as a garbage bin. And many of us have been raised that we can't throw out good food, that we can't waste food. If we're having a large portion of something, we need to consume it, because wastefulness is bad. But what we're doing is actually still using wastefulness, if you like, but we're using it within our body. We are better off to discard it into the rubbish than discard it into our body as a garbage bin. And it's simply a matter of adjusting our mindset. But once people seem to be doing the hypnotherapy session for the weight loss on virtual hypnotherapy, they don't want to consume that amount of food, and they become more in tune with their body. They slow down the way they eat, become more in tune, and then go, you know what? I've actually consumed sufficient. I no longer require any more. I may put the rest of my food into a container and perhaps consume it tomorrow, but I do not need to consume it now, because any more food in my body is, I am wasting it, and I'm using my body as a garbage bin. And it simply adjusts the mindset. And once we can comfortably say, you know what, I'm actually quite satisfied. I've had enough. I've had as much as my body requires. I no longer need any more. It's very easy for us to say thank you, but I've had sufficient, no more, thank you. Even if it's still half of our plate is full, we're easily able to walk away from it. Whereas currently we tend to struggle walking away from food and therefore wasting.
It's interesting that your philosophy of that, and I totally get that too. In my practice, you know what I get a lot of are individuals that actually are not connected to their physical body, and they are connected more to their emotions, and they eat because they want to alter their emotions. They want to alter what they're feeling inside inside. They might not feel good that day. Maybe they're feeling a lot of sadness or feeling a lot of frustration and anger. And a lot of people eat out of emotions. And I think, you know, virtual hypnotherapy, at least I understand about hypnotherapy, that actually helps that form of need of altered state. And what you're saying is to connect more to the physicality and see whether or not you really want to eat that food or not. In your virtual hypnotherapy, what exactly is the hypnotherapy doing? First of all, is it a guided imagery, guided type of meditation? What is it?
Well, it's by itself, the hypnotherapy session is simply a weight loss program, but I usually recommend people not just listen to the hypnosis session. They actually must do the psychotherapy session, which is 30 minutes prior to doing it, because it has so much more of an impact. So the psychotherapy session and the what we call NLP language, which is neuro-linguistic programming language that is used, basically has the person already adjusted in their mindset prior to even closing their eyes. The hypnosis session or the hypnotherapy session then embeds all of the commands, if you like, that have been already said within the psychotherapy session. So we embed all of those in the hypnotherapy session, so it really seals the deal, if you like. But you're exactly right in saying that we do emotionally eat so often. And we then connect, if you like, we're associating emotions to food. So what part of this session does is it disassociates emotions to food. And what it does is it categorizes the food as something that we require to sustain and enjoy life. We can certainly enjoy food in a social setting. There's no problem there. But we no longer turn to food or associate comfort with our food. We actually only associate the goodness of the food with the need of our body. So we actually disassociate that mindset, if you like, that you're speaking about in regards to the comfort that we were receiving. And we do that through, you know, guided imagery to a degree. I don't like using the word meditation. A lot of people get a little bit they query that and wonder what it is. But we're in hypnosis, if you like, many times during the day. We might drive our car down the same road for 30 minutes to work each day. Yet if you said to a person, oh, did you see that green house on your right side that you passed? They'd go, no, I didn't notice that house. Or what about that car that's silver that was parked on the left side? Did you see that? No, I don't think I saw that. That's because we were in a trance state, because we focused on one thing, and that's from getting from point A to point B in our journey, and we focus on that journey, and everything that's to the side, we allow to pass us by, and we don't need to look at it or concentrate on it. So we're actually in trance a lot of the time during the day when we're reading a book. Things might be going on around us that we may not hear. If we're involved in a television program, we may not see something that's happened to the side or hear the kids in the bedroom. So we do go through these stages regularly throughout our day, every day. And what we do with the hypnosis is we simply enhance the state that we are naturally in anyway. And that's why it works so effectively and so well.
I like your description of that. And it sounds to me it's basically selective focus, you know, selective focus.
Absolutely.
You don't really look at anything outside. And in the word trance, you know, a lot of people think of those movies where they're going to put a trance on you. It's not so much that. It's really selectively focusing on something that everything else really doesn't matter. And that's how you can shift your physical body and your mental and emotional states. I like that. Thank you. Now, you mentioned something about psychotherapy for 30 minutes. Does that mean that anyone who orders your virtual hypnotherapy session, they've got to do a psychotherapy session with you first?
When they order the virtual hypnotherapy session, it goes for about 70 minutes. Now, the first part is 30 minutes is a psychotherapy session. So it's basically they're sitting at their computer or their laptop and they're looking at me and I'm looking at them speaking to them. So it's almost like they're in the room with me, just like any client that comes into my rooms. I sit across from them and I speak with them and I go through exactly the same format and discuss about their body. I discuss about shapes of their fist and the size of their stomach. We discuss the types of foods. We discuss the types of activity that they do and they don't need. They don't need to go to a gym and sweat it out to lose weight. That they can simply walk for, you know, 20 or 30 minutes, which would increase their metabolism and give them exactly the same benefit. I talk about the housework that they may do or the gardening that they may do and the amount of calories that are burnt in that. So people realise, you know what, I'm actually exercising considerably every day of the week anyway. And you go, yes, you don't need to get up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym or put on joggers and go for a run. We don't actually need to do that. Sure, if you want to optimise your fitness, you can, but we don't need to do it for weight loss. What we need to do is A, B, and C, and I'm going to help you understand how we do A, B, and C quite easily, quite naturally, and quite quickly. And that's why the effect is so instant and so fast. That combined with adjusting your pH back to an alkaline or a neutral rather than acidic really just allows everyone to feel better very quickly, see the results. They can usually about 4 to 5 kilos. Now, I'm in kilos, you're in pound. So that's probably about 8 to 10 pounds a month is usually the first amount of weight loss that most people report back to me. Now, that's not for people grossly overweight, but it is for those people with around about, say, 50, 40 pounds that they wish to lose. That seems to be average people. Some may want to lose 100 pounds. Others want to lose 10 pounds. So it really does depend.
Wow. To me, you know, 8 to 10 pounds, that's phenomenal successful. That's a lot of weight of losing each month. So I think that's exciting to hear. And so what you're telling me is that the 30-minute session is really a video that you've created. So it's not like you're doing it live with them.
It almost feels that I am. It feels like the way we filmed it was that they feel like I'm in the room with them and I'm speaking to them because I am. I am speaking to them directly, to their problems, to their issues, and to the solutions that they need to achieve the results that they want and that they need.
Got it.
And this is why I think the sessions have been so successful.
So then, so they do the 30-minute psychotherapy session. Then they do the virtual hypnotherapy, which is how long?
Yeah, I just ask them to just put it on pause, make themselves comfortable, turn down their phone, go to the bathroom, have a drink of water, and then press play as soon as they're ready, sitting back in a comfortable seat. And the next session goes for about 40 to 45 minutes. And then I bring them out, open their eyes, and then there's a further 40-minute session to sleep by. They don't listen to it. They just turn it on as they're ready to go to sleep for the evening. It relaxes them down to sleep, and there's plenty of subliminal messages in the music to really further embed everything that we've done within the session. So it's almost, I guess, like a three-phase attack for the person and their subconscious mind. So it just works so well.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much. Got a lot of great information today with Dr. Karen Philip. And her website is drkarenphillip.com and her virtualhypnotherapy.com. Isn't that right? Virtualhypnotherapy.com. Much, Dr. Karen. Really happy to have you here on Wellness for Life. All right.
Thank you so much. Well, it was lovely speaking with you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now, I've put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD of Dr. Karen's websites. So this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.